In Italy, former European Commissioner Mario Monti has won growing support to succeed Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and head a broadly based national unity government, but now has to face the realities of Italian politics. A respected economist with connections at the top levels of European policymaking, Monti has been seen for months as the most likely head of a caretaker government that could pass vital reforms before elections in 2013. Professor Giorgio Salzano is a long-time observer of Italian politics who has taught courses in political philosophy at the Pontifical Gregorian University. Chris Altieri asked him about Monti and about the country's prospects for weathering the political and financial storm.
He seems to be a very competent, reliable person. The only trouble is that they want to make it appear, the thing, as a neutral technical government, and that is very questionable, because it is questionable if he's a technician, if not himself a politician. That is the trouble.
Governments organized along similar lines, similar sort of technician governments, have been successful in previous crises, but perhaps not crises, those weren't crises of the scope and the urgency of this one that is also wrapped up in this a broader sovereign debt crisis affecting all of Europe.
I don't like to speak about technicians' government. The one that is asked for is a unity government. To have a unity government would require for the opposition to lend itself to work with the people that they have belittled in the last 3 years. And that doesn't appear to me very feasible. If such a government is set up, that has to be a political government, not a technician's government, because all the issues seem to be leveled down to the option of more state intervention in economics, less state intervention in economics. In the present center-right party, converged through Berlusconi, part of the old Socialist Party, before it was dissolved in 1992-93, who have embraced a more mobile idea of economics. On the left, they don't necessarily deny the need for competition, etc., but they think a more proper is a larger state intervention. So I think this is the technical issue, if it is technical. I think it is basically a different view of politics. This is the technical issue on which it's hard to make a composition between the different components, given the fact that this was the issue on which even inside the two large political parties or group of parties, there have been divisions which have made very hard to decide anything.
Let me leave you with this. Could you give us what your vision is of the best-case scenario going forward, the worst-case scenario going forward, and the middle case?
The best scenario is that the measures taken right now are going to calm down the situation so that we can actually clarify things by electing new parliament. The worst scenario is a government by technicians. It would be the worst scenario because at the end of the day, there is no such a thing as a technical government. The middle one is a government of national unity, which if there were the capability to realize it, wouldn't be so bad. I see it difficult because the contrasts have been so stressed. But if we could say, well, we are all in the same boat and we have to come out of it together, it wouldn't be so bad.